The weather forecast for Metro Toronto, today and Tuesday, cloudy with intermittent rain or drizzle. Northeast winds to 30 or 40 kilometers per hour. The high both days near 10 degrees, the low tonight near 5. The current temperature in downtown Toronto is now 12 degrees, the relative humidity 83%. The wind is from the northeast, the barometer is steady.
Hello, I'm John Proctor, host for the next 2 weeks of Radio Noon. And in this first half hour on Radio Noon, we'll be looking at Ontario's best-known champion of Sunday shopping, Paul Magner. He's found a supporter, the Freedom Party of Ontario. But who are they, and why do they want to support Paul Magner? We'll find out. As well, allergies. Nothing to sneeze at this time of the year. Spring's right around the corner, but relief is at hand. And Côté with the Blue Jays, Toronto's Metro Morning show host, is absorbing all the baseball flavor of opening day, and he'll check in live from Exhibition Stadium. And on the phone-in, David Schatzky's studio guest will be Phil Edmondson, consumer advocate and president of the Automobile Protection Association. You can call in with your car, call your concerns about car care. It's now 6 minutes past 12 o'clock. Well, as we mentioned, one political party has come to the aid of Paul Magner. It's not the Liberals, the NDP, or even the Progressive Conservatives. The Freedom Party of Ontario is preparing a gala evening for the Furrier, who refuses to close his doors on Sundays. We're joined on the line from London by the Ontario President of the Freedom Party, Robert Metz. Good afternoon, Mr. Metz.
Hello, John. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. Why has the Freedom Party chosen to support Paul Magner?
Well, for starters, we think he's a hero. He's showing courage, he's showing conviction, and he's fighting the issue for the right reasons, because he happens to believe that it's a matter of personal choice whether people want to shop on Sunday or not, and that certainly is in keeping with our perspective on the issue.
What is the Freedom Party's perspective on issues?
Well, we're an officially registered Ontario political party, and we believe that the purpose of government in any free society is to protect our freedom of choice, and certainly not to restrict it. Sunday closing laws, as we have them today, are certainly very restrictive in their nature, and are not only to that extent, they're also arbitrary, and they're very selective in who they pick on.
And what kind of support will you be offering Mr. Magner at your gala dinner?
Well, we hope to be offering him financial support, certainly moral support, and to give an opportunity to other people to do the same. I think this is a very important thing that we're offering here.
Now, what kind of financial support would you give him from the proceeds of the evening?
Well, we are both in the same battle on this issue. We're both fighting for freedom of choice and Sunday shopping, and any net proceeds from the dinner that we're holding on April 21st are going to be split basically evenly between the two of us.
Now, your proceeds or people who are going to the dinner get tax credits for that. Is it ethical to offer half of your tax credit to Paul Magner?
Not only ethical, extremely appropriate in this instance, since, as you've already said, the three major parties are not there to support his right to freedom of choice. And yet, you know, they're driving the government to taking taxes from the very people that they're using that money, turning it around, using it against them. So certainly this is a chance for Mr. Magner and others who believe like him to direct a certain percentage of their tax dollar to something they happen to politically believe in. And I imagine that's one of the reasons behind the existence of a tax credit in the first place.
Is Mr. Magner a member of the Freedom Party of Ontario?
Well, he's officially a supporter, and in that extent he has offered public support, and it's certainly, we have his endorsement on some of the literature that we're distributing with respect to this dinner.
But he's not a member?
Not technically, no.
Does that bother you?
Not at all. We help all kinds of people on a community-based level. Whether they want to be members or not, anyone that we see in a community fighting for their freedom of choice, wherever that might be, and if we think it's the ethically proper and principled way of going about it, we'll help them.
What do you mean by that, the ethically proper and principled way? You say you don't support freedom of choice?
Well, some people seem to want choices at the expense of others, and that's precisely what's going on here in the Sunday closing law situation. We have a certain faction in society that believes it has a right to impose its view on other people, like Paul Magner, forcing him to close his store because of a choice someone else made. That's an irresponsible and unethical way of exercising choice.
Where would you stand, where would the Freedom Party stand on something like abortion rights?
Well, again there, see, we believe that a woman wanting an abortion, it's again a personal matter. She should assume responsibility for that abortion, and people who are opposed to abortion shouldn't be forced through their tax system or through their OHIP premiums to pay for something that they might find ethically inappropriate.
In that
sense, we think that anyone who wants to make a decision or exercise a choice in a free society has to bear the responsibility for that choice, be it financial, moral, or whatever else.
Now, there is a provincial election in the offing. We're not sure when, but it looks like it's going to be sooner rather than later. Mr. Magder's business is in the Spadina region. Do you expect him to run in that area?
Expect who to run, I'm sorry?
Paul Magder.
No, we haven't really discussed getting involved on that level. As it stands right now, we certainly share a common perspective on individual freedom of choice, but Paul's simply too busy to become officially involved in an effort of this nature, and he's already been dragged into the one issue as it is by the governments that are already there.
Robert Metz, thank you for talking with us this morning.
Thank you, John.
Robert Metz is the Ontario president of the Freedom Party, spoke to us from party headquarters in London. It's now 11 minutes past 12 o'clock.